the Pharisees invited Jesus to dine with them. And Jesus obliging came walking, woman of bad repute with oil of myrrh in a small flask. All eyes popped to see this woman walking. Questions were many. Why is she coming? Her walk was calm and peaceful. She made a seat by Jesus' feet. Was she bad? Branded a sin for her tears. Was Jesus' feet that she wiped with her hair and poured on it, kissing his feet, cried for salvation. Most Pharisee couldn't bear, muttered underneath his breath, if Jesus was really a prophet, he would have known who this woman is. Sensing this, Jesus said, Simon, I have something to tell you. Speak on, Master, said he. Two men were indebted to a money lender. One owed him 500 silver pieces, the other 50. As neither had anything to pay with, he let them both off. Now which will love him most? Simon replied, I should think the one that was let off most. You're right, said Jesus, and turning to the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house, you didn't give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. And so I tell you, her great love proves that her many sins have been forgiven. Where little has been forgiven, little love is shown. Forgiven, little love is shown. Was she bad? Branded a sin for her tears. Was Jesus' feet that she wiped with her hair and poured on it, kissing his feet, cried for salvation. She knew Jesus could heal. She took her place behind by his feet. He forgave her sin and said to her, go in peace, your faith has saved you. Choice came to dwell, for in him the choice came to dwell. For in him the complete being of God, by God's own choice came to dwell. To him God chose to reconcile the whole universe to himself, making peace through the shedding of his blood upon the cross, to reconcile all things, whether on earth or in heaven. Through him alone, through him alone, through him alone. For in him the complete being of God, by God's own choice, in him the complete being of God, by God's own choice, came to dwell. Amen.